All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for June 21st, 2024. There are no guest hosts on the show today. No Daniel, obviously, because it's Friday, so he's not going to be on the show today. It's just me today. It's just a lone wolf today, guys. It's just me today, unfortunately, but nothing wrong with that. But anyway, I guess to get the show on the road, we'll just read the weather forecast, I guess. How am I going to do that, I wonder? I think I'll pull up AccuWeather on my phone here. Not that. There we go. Dallas. Not Dallas, Texas, Dallas, Oregon. So, yeah. Let's readjust that a little bit there. Here's today's weather for Friday, June 21st. Sunny, much of the time, and very warm with a high of 88. Tonight, clear, low 54. Currently, right now, as of 8:01 a.m., that's the current time of just about. 64 degrees Fahrenheit, sunny, real feel, 70 degrees. Looking ahead, it's a pleasant Sunday. Here's your 5-day forecast. Today it'll be 88, on Saturday it'll be 84, on Sunday it'll be 69, on Monday it'll be 77, on Tuesday it'll be 83. The lows are 54, 55, 47, 49, and 53 respectfully, with very little precipitation. And looks like today it's going to be a full moon again. That's interesting. So, yeah, if you're wanting to evolve, what was it again? Teddy Ursa, or Ursaring into Ursaluna, if you have enough candy, that is, if you dare. You may want to do that today, because it does take 100 to evolve into its final form. I've done it once before. I don't think I have enough now, but if you have enough still, if you dare, do it again. But it does rise at 9:35 p.m. though, so it might be a little while though. But the air quality is excellent though. It's ideal for most individuals. So you can go ahead and enjoy your normal outdoor activities. I think we should. Tree pollen is high. Ragweed pollen is low. The mold is low. Grass pollen is moderate, though. And the dust and dander, however, though, is low. That's the allergy outlook, by the way. But the air quality is excellent, though. But that doesn't mean the air allergy outlook, like the tree pollen, is high. So, yeah. But anyway, that's the weather and some quality outlook there. Go away. Anyway, sometimes it just doesn't want to go away for some reason. Weird. Anyway, let's just go to Oregon Live and see what we have to see here then. We got a subscriber story. An 18-year-old man arrested a triple homicide in Portland. I don't really care about that. That's sad. I mean, let's read about... if we're going to read something sad... Actually, let's read something about technology. I don't think this is paywalled. And Vito's riding high on AI. And it's not by an accident, after all. This was published on June 21st, 2024... at 7:15 a.m., it's part of Oregon Tech. It's a pretty long story, I think, but I think we do have time to read it. I bet just it was Pokemon Go using location. Not like it really matters to you, though, but it matters to me. And we're playing Pokemon Go at, later in the show, by the way, so don't you worry. I think we're also going to be playing Pokemon Go on the tablet, too, by the way. But anyway, it all started at Denny's in San Jose back in 1993. Three engineers, Jensen Huang, Chris Malasowski, and Curtis Supreme gathered at the diner in what is now the heart of Silicon Valley to discuss building a computer chip that would make graphics for video games faster and more realistic. By the way, the computer I have, it has an NVIDIA card, by the way. NVIDIA video chip, by the way, I should say. That conversation, the ones that followed, led to the founding of NVIDIA, the tech company that soared through the ranks of the stock market to eventually briefly top Microsoft as the most valuable company in the S&P 500 this week. The company is now worth over $3.2 trillion, with its dominance as a chip maker cementing NVIDIA's place as a poster child of the artificial intelligence boom. A moment that Hong, NVIDIA CEO, has dubbed the next industrial revolution. On a conference call with analysts last month, Hong predicted that the companies using NVIDIA chips would build a new type of data center called AI factories. Hong added that training AI models is becoming a faster process as they learn to become multimodal, with able to understand text, speech, images, video, and 3D data, and will also be able to reason and plan. People kind of talk about AI as if Jensen just kind of arrived, like in the last 18 months, like 24 months ago, all of a sudden figured this out, said Daniel Newman, CEO of the Futurum Group, a tech research firm. But if you actually go back in time and listen to Jensen talking about accelerated computing, he's been sharing his vision for more than a decade. You know, Huang has spent his 10 years here in Oregon, attending Aloha High School, and then he moved to Corvallis to study at Oregon State University. Go Beavers! He met his wife Lori there in 2022. They pledged $50 million toward building a $200 million supercomputing center at Oregon State. NVIDIA's headquarters are in Silicon Valley, by the way. Its invention of the graphics processor unit, or GPU, in 1999 helped spark the growth of the PC gaming market and redefine computer graphics. Now, NVIDIA's specialized chips are key components that help power different forms of artificial intelligence, including the latest generative AI chatbots such as ChatGPT and Google's Gemini. NVIDIA's GPUs are a key factor in the company's success in artificial intelligence, Newman also added. They took an architecture that was used for a single thing, to maybe enhance gaming. And they figured out how to network these things, he said. The GPU became the most compelling architecture for AI, just going from gaming, rendering graphics and stuff, to actually using it all the way to data. They basically ended up creating a market that didn't exist, which was basically GPUs for AI, or GPUs for machine learning, that is. AI chips are designed to perform artificial intelligence tasks faster and more efficiently, while general-purpose chips like CPUs can also be used for simpler AI tasks, they're becoming less and less useful as AI advances, a 2020 report from Georgetown University Centers for Security and Emerging Technology has found. That has posed a growing threat to Intel, formerly the world's largest chip maker, whose business remains concentrated in providing CPUs for PCs and data centers. Intel has acknowledged it is lagging in the artificial intelligence market recently. It is hoping that by opening its factories to make chips for others, possibly even including NVIDIA, it might yet benefit from the AI market as well. Tech giants are snapping up NVIDIA chips as they wade deeper into AI, a movement that's enabling cars to drive by themselves and generate stories, art, and music. Jensen basically has made AI digestible, and then Apple will also make it consumable as well, Newman has said. The company has carved out an early lead in the hardware and software needed to tailor its technology to AI applications, partly because Huang nudged into what was still a nascent technology more than a decade ago. I think we still might be able to read this, we'll just try to hurry up. NVIDIA has been working on different portions of this problem for more than two decades now. They have a deep innovation engine that goes all the way back to the early 2000s. Said Chirag Dikate, a VP analyst at Gartner, a tech research and consulting firm. What NVIDIA did two decades ago is they both identified and they nurtured an adjacent market where they discovered that the same processors, same GPUs that they were using for graphics could be shaped to solve the highly parallel tasks. At the time, he said, AI was only in its fancy though. But NVIDIA's understanding is that GPUs would be central to the development of AI, which was the fundamental breakthrough that was needed, Dikate said. Until then, we would have been, I would say, in the analytic dark ages, he said. The analytics were there, but we could never bring these AI elements to life, that is. Analysts estimate that NVIDIA's revenue for the fiscal year that ends January 2025 will reach $119.9 billion, about double its revenue for fiscal 2024, and more than four times its receipts the year before that. My hypothesis is that this kind of exponential growth is that we're seeing with NVIDIA today is potentially a pattern that we're going to see replicated more frequently in the decades to come. He said, this is the golden age, if you will. This is the best time to be an AI engineer. Alright, that's it for that story, so I'm gonna have to hurry and put this commercial in. I think I'm just gonna put in a 2-minute commercial break in this time, guys. I did go over this a tad bit, but it's not the end of the world. But yeah. So yeah, I think we'll work with that. I think we'll still put free songs in, maybe. I guess we could, I don't know. We'll put Paul Russell in. I don't really play that too much. Put in 2 minutes, 5. And we'll just do a 4-minute song for real. I think I'll do Steve Lacy, I guess. Do I even have that on here? I don't think I do. Please tell me I do. Oh, there it is. Okay. I kind of knew what it was. Actually, maybe I'm going to replace Lil Boo Thing with a bar song, just for some laughs. Anyway, coming up is Shaboozy, Olivia Rodrigo, and Steve Lacy, and then Food Talk and TMZ Celebrity News. We'll be right back. Yep. Radio Morning Club for you guys. Now, I would tell you the other two songs, but for some reason, just won't show them to me at all. Which is very interesting. I do not understand that concept, but oh well. But anyway, it is just about 8:26. This is going to be an 18-minute segment. So I guess we'll continue on until 8:44. Interesting. Anyway, we're going to kick things off with this juiciest beer can chicken from the 60 Best Summer Recipes, which we're also reading yesterday, by the way, on food.com, that is. It's submitted by Gay Gilmore. It's an editor's pick, obviously. It's from the off-the-eaten-path-inspired recipes for adventurous cooks by Bob Blummer. Interesting. Whoa, not that far. Alright. I really need to get a new mouse. Anyway, it's rated 1 hour and 35 minutes. It serves 4-6 ingredients. You'll need 1 4-pound of whole chickens. Alright, I guess I did get that right. That's cool. 1 16-ounce of canned beer. Tall boy, at least. 2 tablespoons of salt. 1 teaspoon of black pepper. Actually, 2 tablespoons of salt, I should say. I don't know if I said that right earlier. I hope I did. But you do need one teaspoon of black pepper, okay? And my mind is fried. It's been fried for the past few days. It took me off some meds, and I just can't think straight, so I guess it's time to make an emergency appointment. And you'll also need 3 tablespoons of dry rub seasonings, your favorite that is, whichever you prefer, but again, your choice, and 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil. Anyway, now on to directions. First, you want to set up your grill for the indirect cooking. Then, on a charcoal grill, this means you gotta spread the coals around the outer edges, but not directly below the food. After that, on a gas grill, the outer burners will now be lit, but not the middle one. After that, once the grill is finally covered, which it should be always for indirect grilling, the circulating heat works like a convection oven, so there is no need to turn the food. Then you want to remove the neck and giblets. Discard. Rinse the chicken inside and out, and pat it dry with paper towels. Simple as that. Rub the chicken lightly with oil. Then rub it inside and out with salt, pepper, and dry rub. Set aside. Open beer can and take several gulps. Make them big gulps so that the can is half full. Probably shouldn't do that, but well. Place beer can on a solid surface. Why are they eating I don't quite understand this recipe. Grab the chicken leg in each can, plunk the bird cavity over the beer can. Transfer the bird on a can to your grill and place in the center of the grate, balancing the bird on its 2 legs in the can like a tripod. Cook the chicken over high indirect heat with the grill cover on for approximately 1.25 hours, or until the internal temperature registers 165 degrees Fahrenheit in the breast area and 180 degrees Fahrenheit in the thigh, or until the thigh juice runs clear when it's stabbed with a sharp knife. Then, finally, remove from the grill and let rest for 10 minutes before you carve it. And I guess that's it. I don't quite understand this recipe, though. Really. Yeah, I don't understand it. Not at all. But anyway, we'll just close out that. Weird recipe there. Very interesting. Very antiquated. Let's read something better, like peach and brown sugar pie. And there one we haven't read before, obviously. Fresh peach brown sugar pie and narrator's pick. I adopted this recipe for the Recipe Czar account. I can't wait to try this one. I love peach pie. Yum, yum, yum. Submitted by Courtly, by the way. Grate an hour and 15 minutes, it yields 1 9-inch pie, 10 ingredients, 2 9-inch, here's the ingredients, you need 2 9-inch pie crust. You can check out Classic Pie Crust, Idiot Proof Step-by-Step Photo Tutorial, which obviously I'm not going to tell you today, obviously. In fact, let me just see what this link leads to. I bet you it's going to be a YouTube video. Actually, it is thefood.com, but yeah. But we're going to worry about that later, though. In fact, let me just set my phone down here on the tablet. 1/2 cup of sugar, 1/4 cup of brown sugar, 3 tablespoons of flour, 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/8 teaspoon of salt, 5 cups of fresh peaches that are peeled and sliced, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 1/4 teaspoon of almond extract, and finally, 2 tablespoons of butter. Now for directions. First, you want to preheat the oven to 425. You want to stir the dry ingredients together. After that, you want to sprinkle the peaches with lemon juice and almond extract. Then, add the dry ingredients and toss gently into the mix. After that, Dungeons of History line 9-inch pan, 9-inch pie pan, I should say, and dot it with butter and add the top crust. Then, cut the vent holes. After that, bake until the bubbles and crust is browned. Finally, it's just to be baked for about 35 to 45 minutes. I believe that's it. So, yeah, and I believe we still got, like, 12 minutes left in the set. Maybe we can read a quicker recipe here. Strawberry popsicles. Let's see if we can read this one. This is just a quick one, I think. Everybody loves them, our family, and the only thing better than this is our sour cherry version. Easy and fast to put together. Yep. Freeze to get a popsicle, or when it's half frozen, drink it with a straw. I'm not sure how many it makes. It depends on the size of the popsicle balls. And the amount of the sugar life can be increased or decreased after all. Better's pick as well. It's ready in just 5 minutes. It yields 4 pieces, 4 ingredients, serves 4. You'll need 1 cup of mashed strawberry, 1/2 cup of water, 3 to 4 tablespoons of sugar, and a juice of 1/2 lime. Here's the directions. First, you want to mix everything. Then, pour them in the popsicle molds or into the little cups. After that, freeze them. And finally, serve them. Simple as that. So, there you go. That's strawberry popsicle. I'm going to close those 2food.com tabs off, but I'm going to keep my YouTube studio up. Alright. And by the way, Pokemon Violet is going to premiere. Well, it's not going to premiere, but it's going to be scheduled to be showing. It's going to show up at 10 a.m. today, by the way, guys. So, yeah, that'll be fun. Anyway, let's get this over with TMZ Celebrity News. And I guess we're going to kick it off with TMZ Sports, by the looks of it, with Bill Belichick's girlfriend, who was hitting the cheerleading practice with a big air and a tiny shorts. It's a TMZ Sports exclusive. Alright, okay, I gotta be very careful because I don't want to screw it up like I did last time. I really want a new mouse, but I can't do that. Bill Belichick's 23-year-old girlfriend is back on that competitive cheerleading mat, and she's still getting some big air. Good air. All while rocking a skin-tight outfit, after all. Jordan Hudson, a former cheerleader at the Bridgewater State University, has attended East Celebrity Elite Hingham practice in the Boston area on Thursday night, making it clear that she's returning to the floor for the 2024-25 competition season now. Ain't that nice? And, while she didn't land every stunt perfectly, though, she did certainly look good, at least. That's what matters, right? Alright, I'm going to go ahead and turn my headset down. Yeah. We're in a pair of tiny white shorts and a teal top. Hudson was thrown around by her teammates for roughly 2 hours as she formally began to get ready for yet another year of events. But there was no sign of Bill that workout, though. We know the former New England Patriots head coach supports her post-college cheer endeavors. Sorry, just adjusting the mic there a little bit. As he was seen rooting for her on an event in D.C. back in March. Ain't that nice? But it does also appear likely that Hudson spent some quality time with the 72-year-old football czar before and after the sweat sesh as Belichick owns property in the Hingham area. Now, as we reported, the duo have been dating for around 2 years now, after they met on a plane ride back in 2021, and they've kept things mostly under wraps for the majority of their relationship. But they've recently become much more public about their love for one another now. I guess that's it. Interesting. Nothing more to see there. Oh well, too bad. Yeah! Anyway, on to something about Ben Affleck and J-Lo, who was referring to J-Lo as wife in a recent interview, calling her famed bananas. Yeah! Ben Affleck was referring to Jennifer Lopez as his wife just earlier this year, obviously. But, in the same vein, he was also pointing out that he wasn't a huge fan of how famous she is, after all. The actress sat down as a guest for Kevin Hart's most recent episode of his Heart to Heart talk show. Yep. And yes, they got into Ben and Jen's marriage. And in fact, Ben talked about it at length, and he had some interesting insights, after all. For starters, he called J-Lo to his life in the sit-down, while at the same time pointing out that she draws a ton of attention, something he knows he's not really a huge fan of. Let's see what this is about. Alright, check out Ben's characterization of this for yourself. He says it's bananas how famous Jen is. He says it's bananas how famous Jen is. Explain that when they do go out, people are falling over themselves for over her, whereas they don't really freak out over seeing him. But something else Ben made perfectly clear in this interview, though, he does not like attention cameras in his face, obviously. Especially when his kids are around, that is. And that's undoubtedly increased by a lot since he's gotten back with J-Lo. It is a fascinating. I'm going to be calling the doctor after this show, by the way, and telling them if they can really schedule an emergency appointment. But it's a fascinating convo. But what's even more interesting is the fact that Ben is bearded here, and the reason that noteworthy is because he's not rocking a beard these days, so this interview is actually pretty old. Oh, it's from March, February. Well, those are what the pictures are from, obviously. But Ben was wearing a beard in late February, from February 27th of this year. But come mid to late March of this year, he ditched it completely for a new movie he was shooting. So that means his comments in the KH show are likely from February or possibly even before. One last thing of note, though, that Ben says he feels he has 5 kids now instead of 3. Suggesting that Jen's 2 children are part of his family now, and he doesn't distinguish them at all. Yeah. But, of course, things have changed a lot since then, and now he's moved out of the Marshall home, and on its face, it has looked like that Ben and Jen are already heading for divorce. And by the way, TMZ is doing an investigating story called J-Lo and Ben Missing Warning Signs. It's from TMZ Studios. Visit TMZ.com to find out more. I think I might just stop it there because I just realized I might have to take my meds at 8:45, guys, and that's going to be kind of unfortunate, really. And besides, we only have like 3 minutes left, so yeah, I think I'm just going to call it quits here just to play it safe. So let me put this commercial in. Not that one. Probably scroll the way up. I don't know why I did that. But anyway, is this supposed to be a 2-minute break? Yep, this is supposed to be a 2-minute break. I just realized that. Gosh darn it. At least I thought about that at least. Sort of. I think we'll play, Nicki Minaj, Everybody. And we'll play, Did it just disappear? I think it just disappeared. Oh, here it is. I just passed it. Okay. Alright, so I think we're just gonna play, Post Malone, I Like You, I Do, featuring Doja Cat and Everybody, featuring Lil Uzi Vert, by Nicki Minaj. So there you go. And tell you what, I'm just gonna go ahead and trigger the break early, guys. Yeah, I'm just gonna trigger the break early. But anyway, coming up is Pokemon Go on my Red account. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was I'd Like to Have Your Song featuring Doja Cat by Post Malone. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Yep. Alright, now, I guess you can hear me. I hope so. Anyway, I guess we're playing Pokemon Go, so here we go. Or we're playing this till 9:01, so presumably. It looks like it's connected. Okay, this guy got knocked out. So, at least I got some coins at least yesterday. That's good. This is Hisuia. Well, I can never pronounce the region name right from Legends of Arceus, unfortunately. It's, I think it was like Hisuia or something like that. It's kind of hard to say, but yeah, I know there's Pokemon out, but whatever. But this is Arcanine. It's not the Arcanine we're all familiar with from back in the day in Kanto. This is a different one. It's a fire rock type. It does have the same cry, though, but it's different. Apparently knows all dark moves. That's interesting. Let me see if I can change that. I don't even know that. I need to fix that. I'm not fighting. Maybe I want it to be all fire, maybe. Well, at least one fire and one rock. Okay, so it looks like it's going to have that as fire. See if we can change charge attack to rock. Alright. Yeah, let's just work with that. Yeah. Only walk 0.7 kilometers with Adventure Sync. Bright Egg. It's a free star. Ooh, Abra. And Pikachu. Let's catch Pikachu. Alright, I think that did the trick. Yes, the 7-day streak was achieved yesterday, by the way, as you heard in yesterday's episode. That's a 2-star. Very high defense, almost good attack, almost high attack, but not really good hit points at all. I'll just hold on to it for now anyway. Just because, yeah. Just because I can. Who knows? Maybe I'll trade it with my tablet later, see what happens. But anyway, here's Abra now. Get for extra candy, if you'll let me click on it. There we go. Let's try a great ball. So I've got a great throw, but they're a little bit tricky with these smaller ones. I will admit that. Alright, it looks like one of the missions is catch 5 Pokemon. You know what's funny is, I got a remote raid pass yesterday as well for complete, Research Breakthrough, which I thought was really nice. Those are rare, guys. But also, this is a 2-star, too. Which also has the high defense as well. I think I'll just hold on to that one as well. Sometimes I'm willing to evolve 2-stars as well, but only if it has a good defense. Because you get the idea. That makes sense, right? Oh, look at that. Why Vettel's out again? Ain't that nice? I already told you I caught Why Vettel before. I had caught two of them. I also got a free star as well. Oh, look at that. Team Rocket is around. I'm not going to tap on Team Rocket, by the way. But I am going to click on this stuff. Because this is free stuff. It also saved it as an image. That's nice. But basically, you can purchase a GoFest 2024 in New York ticket. But we're nowhere near New York City. We're in Oregon, so... Yeah, that's fun. But if you're willing to visit New York over on the East Coast, you can go ahead and purchase your tickets. But I don't think I will, though. But yeah, that'll be fun. But anyway, that was fun. But anyway, let's check our gems now. Still got 4 in. That's good. Let's try our luck at Bulbasaur. I think it's probably going to be a little bit tricky to catch. I would like to get extra candy from you, though. Try an Ultra Ball. It was a nice throw, I will admit that. Okay, it did work. Mission completed, that's nice. Okay, so it is a free star. I'll probably evolve this later. Claim that. Don't know how that ended up there, but I'll claim it anyway. Coughing. It's the bigger one. Let's numb it down with the numb berry. What else? Should have been a great throw, but it didn't look like a great throw to me, to be honest with you. It did work, though. But it was a curveball, though, because I got easier at those, obviously. Oh, yeah, that one's definitely getting thrown away. For the first time in a while, I jinxed myself and said, oh, I thought I was going to get a good one. But no, I said, no, you're not going to get a good one. You're getting zilch. Anyway, there's still one more here, I think. This is a different one. It's Dewpider. I forget what region he's from. I would like extra candy. I don't think I have a lot of candy from this guy. Too optimistic, though. Pokemon broke free. Let's try again. Nice throw this time. I don't think it was any good throw that time before. Think that did the trick? Yep. Alright. It's gonna be worth it. Nope. Adios. That means goodbye in Spanish, by the way. But this isn't a Spanish radio station, but... I just did that. This to be... Because I could. That now... Now, judging by the fact that Foursquare Church is still yellow, I could actually check on the status of what the health is of the, now there is a raid egg there at 18 minutes, let me just click on it. Obviously I can't do anything with it right now because I'm too far away from it, duh. But looks like Bombardier's in it, that's the one I put in with the, tablet. I didn't want to move the cursor there, but it's okay. But anyway, let's just see who's all in here. We'll click on Hirayama here. He's the one that was moving there. JP420069. He's a level 26. Just billing time here. Snorlax. That's probably from that Pokemon Sleep event because it has the nightcap there. That's Stretch Shimons, 41. This is a yellow gym, by the way. There's Mankey, Lady Luna, 503. That's level 50, by the way. Well, that's her level 50. I don't care how many steps I walk, but it was a good job, though. She's level 50, Lady Luna, 503. I went back to Snorlax for some reason. Alright, next up is Cash MC Gras, 4280, it's level 25. Still pretty strong though at 306. Shall admit that. The last one, if it'll let me get to it. And you're gonna laugh at this. This is Jesse Wild 223, Bombardier at 27. Who do you think Jesse Wild is? It's me! It's me! Jesse Wild 223 is me! Yeah, I'm not kidding. It's me. No crap. It's me. But I'm not kidding. I do have an account that's on Yo, by the way. So, yeah, that's gonna be fun. And we are gonna be playing that later, but we'll play it that account later in the last segment. Because right now, we gotta do Pokemon Sleep! Yay! So let me get out of that, and I'm gonna mark playing Pokemon Go as done. And I'm gonna open up Pokemon Sleep momentarily, but first, I'm gonna play the iDent really quick. Hold on. More of the Jerky Fox Radio Morning Club will be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Alright, we're back, guys. This is the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Ironically, when I closed off the notes app, well, I didn't close it off, I just backed out of it. Still in the Pokemon folder. What a coincidence. Let's open up Pokemon Sleep now. Yep, and this is also from the Pokemon Company. Just from and it's also developed by... It is developed by the Pokemon Company. But, oh yeah, it's a full moon, so they want to sleep better. Tap to start. Okay, I think it reads from here, I think. At least I think it should. Alright, looks like it does. Alright, yeah, why not? Let's go ahead and review the data right now. You might as well. It's not corrupt or anything. And if it was, it wouldn't matter. It's be a good sleep score. Yes, it is! I hope there's no untrapped time either. Oh, yeah, that's cool. There is no untracked time, which means it didn't catch me cheating last night. That's fun. Fun, fun, fun. I'll just not worry about that. Oh, Snorks is definitely going to be happy tonight. Today, I should say. Alright, let's see where my Calmarant's going to be at today. We'll probably do the Calmarant last, though. I just have a feeling that's going to be a new one. Probably. A lot of Growlithe here. Oh, Growlithe, that wasn't new, by the way, obviously. I think the Calmarant's probably going to be the only new one. Yep, see, there's the Calmarant right there. Probably save him for last. It registered for some reason, that's odd. Oh, we got two new sleep studies. Sleep styles, I should say. We'll still save Calmarant for last, though. Whoa. Oh, there we go. Alright, Goofy Sleep. That's new, alright. That's just Slowpoke. I'm sorry, but it is, yeah, it's just Slowpoke, yep. And I got all four of them now. Cool. For the last one, of course, is this Camarant. We all know and love him very well for Pokemon Sword. Yep, it's just a one star, though. I'll take it, though. I think that's it, yep. Alright, I guess that's that. This is gonna be hungry. Ekans, Rattata, I guess that's it. Not Camarant, really? I wish. I guess I'll feed the bonus biscuit. Oh, it's a level 1. Higher range. Alright, I'm going to feed the bonus biscuit to Rattata. Because it is a level 7, obviously. Alright. I figured it'd give me at least one great biscuit. Yep. I don't know if that came from a bundle or something. I can't remember. I'll give it to Ekans, the one that is hungry. So I think that's the one that was hungry. It was. Yep. So now that's it. And now, I know I said I wasn't gonna do this, but you know what? Just for the heck of it, since there is this, yeah, let's just do it. Are you sure you want to give a Master Biscuit to Camerant? I know I said I wasn't gonna do this, but let's just do it anyway. I know I'm probably gonna regret that, but oh well. Anyway, let's just go ahead and finish. Alright, it's the serious strides, the yada 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 stuff. And we'll leave that photo alone, that's good enough. So, I guess we got 3 helpers today, obviously. It would have been 2, but we got 3, obviously, because I... Yeah, you get the idea, that makes sense, right? But anyway, it didn't pull me up, but it could have, though. Anyway, here comes the first one. Rattata, level 11, naive nature. We'll worry about the stats later. Multiplied by 1.5x, and on June 22nd, which is the night of the full moon, it'll be multiplied by 2 times. Let's all try to get some sleep during the sleep event, and we'll research loads of Pokemon sleep styles. You know that? Well, we'll try. Then who knows? Hey, let's get out of that now. Pay more sleep points. You also get like 1,100 sleep points, more like 1,000 more sleep points, more ahead. So it helps you get more for later on in those days. So that's fun. Now. Oh, 7 energy, okay. Well, we should get more ingredients, though. So, I don't ever see that happening. Yeah, that's fun. Come on. Come on. Yeah, oh, I didn't see you there. That's odd. Whoa, whoa, oh. Okay, you walk away from me, mister. Oh, there we go. Oh! Put that all in there, I don't care. It's got enough to make a bowl of honey curry at least. I'll take that. 3801, I love that. Level 8 now. I'll take it. It's a mild curry containing plenty of honey, and kids gobble it down after all. Lovely. Anyway, yeah, that's fun. We'll stop it here at 914, obviously. Should probably be Ultra 2, yep. I love that, but funny too. In a way, sort of. I guess you could say. Yep. Oh, mission completed. That's wonderful. What was it under? Oh, it's under weekly. Okay, it's probably a Dream Cluster. That's wonderful. There are summer missions I should be aware of. Master 1, I don't ever see that happening, but oh well. Use 100 candies, I think I can do that. Cook 12 times, I think I can do that too. We could try doing the 100 candies really quick. We'll try it on cam ramps. We'll just sort out this thing on its own. Let's just get out here. Pokemon box. Camerant. I was curious to see what you give me. That's different. It does give me a potato too, which is really nice. This item. Handy candy medium. I'll just use, well, just one. There we go. There we go. I don't know how this will work out. We'll see. Probably should be putting a break in, obviously. But whatever. I don't know if this will do the trick. We'll find out. Alright, I think it said a higher candies, I think. Yeah, that's what it said, yeah. Double check. Sorok's finished, by the way. I only use Fruity Free, I still need to use a bunch more. That's unfortunate. That's gonna be fun, though. But, yeah. Anyway, I guess we'll just put the break in now. That's cool. Alright. Hurry up. I think I just passed it. Yep. That's what I thought. I think... not the safe thing. I don't want to pump that cord again. Because I did that one time and screwed up pretty well. Yeah, I'm plugged from the computer at least. That was cool. Alright, that should be good. Not that. The same commercial twice, but I didn't want to do that. I already added it once as it is. Anyway, I'm sorry. We'll probably just go over while I'm doing this stuff. Anyway, I'm just gonna play Candy Grace, Strangers, we already played that, Nicki Minaj, we'll play Dua Lipa, Training Season, that's a 3-minute song, obviously, and I guess we'll play Doja Cat, Agoura Hills, why not? But anyway, for the last segment, I forget what it is. Let me go back to my notes here. We'll just mark off playing Pokemon Sleep. And I guess I'll turn the speaker off. Might as well. We're pretty much going over anyway. Anyway, for the last segment, I'm going to read the weather. And I'll also read my horoscope. And I'm going to be playing Pokemon Go on the tablet with my Yolo account. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Dan, I really wish I could tell you every two tracks, but the history panel just won't show up. But oh well. Anyway, for this segment, which is our longest one, obviously, we're going to start things off with the weather, and then we'll read my horoscope, and finally we'll play Pokemon Go on the tablet. So let's start with the weather. Again, it's sunny most of the time and very warm, high 88. Tonight, clear, low 54. Current weather, 69. This is as of 9:25, 4 minutes ago. 69 degrees Fahrenheit, real feel, 77, sunny. Real feel shade is 68. Wind is south-southeast, 1 mile per hour. Wind gusts, 3 miles per hour, and the air quality is excellent. Looking ahead is a pleasant Sunday, sort of. Says it's for Dallas, of course. Not really any rain, of course. Yep. And then this time we're going to read a 7-day forecast. Today, mostly sunny and very warm. 88 high, 54 Alright, I'll just start over. Again, brain fried. 10-day weather forecast. Today, well, alright, I guess we'll just do the 10-day. God darn it. I guess we're going to do the 10-day forecast then. I am definitely calling my doctor today. After this show's over with. Anyway, today, for June 21st, mostly sunny and very warm. High 88, low 54. Tonight, clear. Saturday, June 22nd, high 84, low 55, sunny to partly cloudy. Nighttime, partly cloudy. Sunday, June 23rd, high 69, low 47, partly sunny and cooler. Monday, June 24th, high 77, low 49, mostly sunny and pleasant, mainly clear in the night. Tuesday, June 25th, high 83, low 53, mostly sunny, but mainly clear in the night. Wednesday, June 26th, high 79, low 54. Pleasant with clouds and sun today, and mostly cloudy in the night. Thursday, June 27th, high 70, low 53. Mostly cloudy and not as warm, partly cloudy tonight. Friday, June 28th, 71 high, 49 low. With a morning shower, that is, and mainly clear. And then Saturday, June 29th, 79 high, low 52, turning cloudy in the day and mostly cloudy in the night. And then on June 30th, on Sunday, 87 high, low 53, partly sunny and very warm and becoming cloudy in the night. And by the way, the high precipitation is on Friday, by the way, with 42%. It says a morning shower, possibly. And sun and moon is 15 hours and 36 minutes for the sun. It rose at 5:27 a.m. and is setting at 9:03 p.m. Obviously, the moon is a full moon, hence the reason why Pokemon Sleep's doing the event thing. And it'll rise at 9:35 p.m. tonight and set at 5:33 a.m. The air quality is excellent. The air quality is ideal for most individuals. So you can just enjoy your normal outdoor activities, if you dare. But the allergy outlook for tree pollen is very high. Ragweed pollen is low, though. The mold is low as well. Grass pollen is moderate, and dust and dander is low. So, yeah, there you go. And that's the weather. This comes from AccuWeather, which I just realized is more accurate. In fact, who owns AccuWeather, I wonder? I don't think it even says. It just says it's AccuWeather. I think it's just independently owned. It doesn't even, I don't think it's owned by the Weather Channel, I think. Yeah. I thought it was, though, but I think it might have gotten sold off. I don't know, but who knows. Anyway, now, next up is our horoscope. Well, my horoscope, at least. I could read all the horoscopes, but I don't think I would want to burn off time doing that. So, we're just going to read mine, which is Sagittarius, which is for today, June 21st, 2024. This is mine, by the way. It says right here, anything having to do with love and romance is likely to go well today if you play your cards right, Sagittarius. See what you can do to ground your fluctuating emotions. Try your best to bring them into balance. Take a practical approach and just slow down. Communicating with groups of people will be extremely rewarding. Come out your shell and show your sensitive side to the world now, and it will be greatly appreciated. And it mentions you can almost a chance to eliminate your doubts with a 3-minute free reading. But usually you still have to, like, attach a credit card, I think. I don't know. But anyway, yeah. But there you go. That's the horoscope and the weather. I just realized we could have read other horoscopes, because usually we still have, I think we still got, like, 44, 54, like, 18 minutes left in this segment. That is interesting. But, I guess this could be a good opportunity to check up on our helper account on Pokemon Go. And usually on a tablet, since this is an Android tablet, it is a little bit slower, so yeah, it'd be a good opportunity just to let load in that amount of time. Because, again, I have not loaded this up yet, but it does, it's been a little bit faster on this tablet, so, again, I usually should load this up ahead of time, but again, I haven't yet, so, but we still have time to do it, so that's good. So I'm just going to set this down for now while it loads up. Because, again, since it is an Android tablet, it is a little bit slower, obviously. Okay, it is loading up now. That's cool. Well, it says, collect your daily free raid pass for spinning the photo disc at any gym. Okay, it's getting there, slowly but surely. The progress bar is almost there, so it's looking optimistic now. Okay, just about done. It's got this new design with an ocean. Features a Malga and a bunch of water-type Pokemon. I like the Malga design there. Like that. Gives me like a Gates to Infinity vibe there. Sort of. Okay, I'm pretty sure you can hear that. Yeah, I know you need a treat, obviously. I think it's the only one we have a gym in. I just realized I don't think I'll even be able to do that because there is a Pokemon there now in the raid, so I don't think that's even going to work anyway. I was just doing that just so it'd work. And we, now someone did change those nearby gyms, the, nearby Birch Park and, the church nearby my house, just like, 1, 2, 3 blocks away. They're red now. Earlier, like a day or two ago, I think they were yellow, so that gave me an opportunity to put this yellow helper count in. Pokemon in, I should say, in both of them. But they were killed. Well, I wouldn't say killed, they were just knocked out and gave coins, so that's wonderful. And speaking of coins, let's go to the shop here. I think we use some to get, like, some stuff to, like, a bag upgrade, so yeah, that's fun. And also, despite being a 2-star, I just evolved it anyway and powered it up. It's an Umbreon now. Believe it or not, for some reason on here, you can evolve it when you walk like so many kilometers, or miles, or whatever you want to call it. It says it's kilometers. But I wanted to evolve this into Umbreon. It's just a 2-star, though, but I was really tempted to evolve into Umbreon. I like it so much. So it's Umbreon now, and it's apparently a good buddy. Needs 43 more hearts to become a great buddy. So, yeah. They don't have catch assist. But, yeah. There's the, blue there we saw earlier on my phone that gives us free stuff. I think you might try that, too, on here. I don't know if it needs AR. I don't think it does, though. If it does, we can still try it. It's worth a try. Yeah, let's just tap on it and see what happens. Okay. Yep, okay, let's just open it up. That one didn't need AR. Good. This tablet can be a little bit picky with AR, because I don't think it has a gyroscope on it. I think you need the gyroscope for it to work. And obviously my phone has that because obviously it's an iPhone, so yeah, and this is obviously one of those cheap you get what I'm saying. Anyway, let's just try luck on Tyrant here. We'll just give it some time to get there. Again, it's a cheap tablet. What's funny is I put it down as iPad, but it's not an iPad. It's just an Android tablet. I just put down an iPad just because I can. Really probably should be numb, guys. It's really not that calm. I might as well use a Pokeball. Yeah, I hope that was a curveball. I don't think it's gonna work, though. Yeah. Hasn't run away yet, though. Alright, let's try this again. Oh. I think that worked. I just didn't burn off that time. It's hard to do a curveball on here. Well, I think I did it that time, so that's good. But will it work? No. That is not a good sign. Alright, maybe once a straight throw. And then again, I'm using just a traditional Pokeball. But, yeah, let's try a straight throw. It is nice, but I still don't think it's gonna work. Nope. Alright, let's just walk away from it. I don't care about you. We'll try a different Pokemon, but just claim this research task here really quick while we're at it. So I'll get some berries out of it at least. Their one was completed. I don't worry about that later, though. Okay, I wanted to click on Onyx. Why did I not do that? Okay, there we go. Okay, let's try this one instead. We need to spin more on this one, I think. It was a great throw, but it wasn't a curveball, though, so it might not look good. Well, maybe it will. It's a 2-day streak, so it gave us more experience than usual. So that's great. And a great throw in the first throw also helps good enough, too. And apparently we've already caught this one on this account, so that's good. So let's check the appraisal, guys. And since this is on yellow team, or, well, technically Team Instinct, instead of showing the person from red, it shows the person from yellow instead. Which I think is kind of weird. It's just a one star. Should I throw it away? I'll check back and see if I have a free star. I don't think I do. But we'll see later. We try Magnemite this time. I don't think I'm gonna be able to catch that Tyrant, to be honest with you. I don't think it's gonna be humanly possible. In any case, Magnemite maybe. Yeah, I think this one might work. Maybe. Yeah, that's what I thought. I have a feeling that ain't gonna be worth anything though. I ain't got nothing. Well, we can try a look at Tauros. It's a pretty big one, too. Well, it's 715. It's not as big as that Tyrant, I will admit. But, yeah. But this Tauros will probably break free. Actually, just stayed in. That's interesting. Well. Apparently I never caught before either on this account. That's also very interesting. I thought I did. Oh well. Anyway, I guess we'll just move on to coffee then. I don't know if I caught this before, but we'll find out if I even do catch it. Did catch it. Is it going to be a new one, though? Nope. I must have already caught it. Boo-hoo. Is it worth anything? Nada. Alright. Goodbye. So that just leaves Tyrant now. I think I'm just going to let him stay there and just rot on his own. Yeah, I'm just gonna let it rot there and hope for the best he goes away on his own. I'm just gonna let him perpetually stay there. I don't care about him. And besides, either way, you can get him from about these 10 kilometer eggs, and they'll be probably. And besides, I'm probably pretty sure if I do catch him, at the very least, it'll probably be that the one in the wild, probably. It'll probably be zero, but who knows? Maybe it was a free star. But I'm not really worried about it, though. Who knows? But you can get them from these 10-kilometer eggs, though. Actually, I think I've already had one before, because it is showing up as already caught before. Because it's showing up that it has been, yeah. So, let me search for it. Yeah, I have one here. Looks like a raid egg just has hatched. We'll worry about that later, though. I just want to see what this Tyrant is worth. I'm trying to figure out if this was caught in the wild, though. Okay, yeah, this was hatched from an egg. That's what I thought. But it's not tagged or anything. Okay, it was 2 stars. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Well, whatever. I think the reason why I didn't throw it away was because it was a new one, so... Yeah. Anyway, what was that rating that just hatched? Oh, it's just Magmar again. That's wonderful. That's a 3-star raid, if you're wondering. I could do 3-star raids, but I need, like, at least 2 or 3 people, and probably in party mode. So that's fun. Does anyone need to be revived? Okay, I think I already did that the other day. Yeah. That's fun, too. I did up the bag a little bit. It was at 350 before, but now it's at 400. Interesting. It's got 2 Sinnoh Stones. That's cool. Yeah, I think you get those from, like, those research breakthroughs, which is pretty cool. What kind of stickers does this account have? He's got some. That's cool. You can get these from, like, Pokestops and stuff like that. It's fun. Okay, what's going on here? Alright. Okay, I think it's just lagging a little bit. Yeah. Okay, I think it's fine now. If I don't play this too often on this tablet, but it's just for fun. You get the idea. And heck, even it's been doing it too on my phone sometimes where it'll lag. Especially on Aunt Lou's phone, it'll also freeze up and then crash. Especially when she does the campfire, it just... Oops, sorry. It'll freeze up and crash, like, especially when she does the campfire. It'll just reset itself, and then she has to go back in. I remember one time she wasn't even able to catch the Pokemon because it had already ended at that point, which is kind of sad, really. But, yeah. Anyway, there's... Tyrant is still wanting to be caught, but I'm not going to bother. But there you have it. That is pretty much it. That's pretty much all I can do here, I think. I think this segment will probably end at 9:51, maybe 9:52. There leaves still a few minutes left. I mean, I guess I could feed this buddy really quick just for fun. We'll just do a quick treat here to finish it off. We'll just feed him numberries. Might as well have more of those anyway. Burn those off. At least that way, because, yeah. So, there you go. I don't have any poffins on this account either, so it's berries or nothing. You can get poffins, like, with scanning AR mapping, but I don't think I can do that properly with this tablet, though. At least I don't think I can. But I think you can get them in the shop, though, but I think they're really expensive, though. Let me check. Let me see how much they are. Yeah, 100 coins isn't that bad. But even then, you'd be where I get a premium battle pass. But even then, that's... But the remote raid pass seems more proper. But anyway, let's just claim this free box for a change. Because it'll give me at least some balls, at least. Yeah. So there we go. And, yeah. There you have it. That's pretty much all to see here. I think I'll just keep this Umbreon on here for now, as at least for a little bit. How many hearts left till he's a great buddy, I wonder? I think it was... Yep, 42. Okay. So, yeah. That's what I thought. Anyway, I guess we'll close out Pokemon Go on the tablet. Let's do that. Slowly but surely. I'll set that thing down now, and that might do it for the morning club, guys. So, yeah. So, I am going ahead and put this commercial in now. And I guess we'll finish it off with this commercial. Might as well. We'll just do a 3-minute break, I guess. 2.5 and 3. There we go. Well, I think we're going to finish at 9:51. We better hurry up. So we'll probably play a 2-minute song. Probably we'll play One Republic, I Ain't Worried, and Rima and Selena Gomez, Calm Down. How about that? I think that will work, I think. Hopefully it will. We'll see what happens. Anyway, that's going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I probably might go swimming today, but I have went swimming for the last 4 days, so I'm a little bit hesitant on it. We'll see what happens. But anyway, we'll just hope for the best and see what happens. But anyway, that's it for that Tricky Fox. This is it for June 21st. Again, I will see you on Monday, obviously, which will be the 24th. So, yeah. But until next time, I'll see you on June 24th. That'll be a Monday, obviously. And obviously, Daniel will be with us, obviously. But until next time, goodbye, everyone.